Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
As we always do when we have the legislature in session, we get our Under the Dome update to preview the upcoming session and what's coming up that week. And with us now is my state senator, from out in Western Sedgwick County, State Senator Chase Blasey. Senator, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you on the show again, my friend.
Hey, thank you, John, very much. Appreciate the invitation.
So I'm sure you can't wait to get there and hear what the governor has to say, because you'll just be so inspired to follow her lead.
It's always a lot of pomp and circumstance, let me tell you. But, you know, it's her final year. We're excited.
That we're happy
final
about.
Year. And so we only have one more session to deal with her, and it's my hope that we have a Republican governor when we return next January.
Your lips to God's ears, brother. I had Ty and Dan on last couple of weeks, and they kind of gave us an idea. You know, it seems like the big push, certainly from Senator Masterson, is property taxes. And I know that there's been quite a bit of talk about a constitutional amendment to do something about capping, you know, either capping valuations or something. Would you agree that that's probably the main focus this session is property taxes?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that every Kansan from every corner of the state is passionate about, as they continue to see rapidly rising property tax bills. You know, here in our neck of the woods in Sedgwick County, it's no secret. I think the average property tax increase was 11 or 12%.
Yeah.
And so people are just getting tired of the double digit increases. And so that is why, as the president alluded to, the Senate has passed a constitutional amendment several years now to cap it at 3%. And it's our hope that we got to get this under control somehow. So maybe we'll do that again this year, but we got to take the House with us in this dance. So hopefully they come along and help us get something done.
Is that really the hurdle here? I know you all in the Senate have passed it, and it just, is that the problem? Is that the House just, for whatever reason, doesn't want to take it up?
You know, the House did take it up at the end of the session last year, but it fell very short of the 2/3 vote needed to put the ballot or put the issue on the ballot for voters to decide. I want to say it got only 37, 36 votes. So obviously not even close to the 2/3 needed. They just have a strong belief that 3% isn't the solution to this problem. But, you know, I don't know how else you solve a problem when since 2020, everyone is seeing double digit increases year after year after year. And if you don't cap it like the state of Florida or Oklahoma has done, I don't see how to get this thing under control.
Right. Well, you and I both live out the same neck of the woods. I don't know if you live in the Goddard district or if you live further west or than I, but in my area, you know, Goddard, I think last year my taxes went up 18%. And literally all I've done is mow the lawn. It's outrageous to have your property taxes going up 18, 20. A gentleman called the show 2 weeks ago, said his property taxes went up 22%. That's wow. Outrageous.
Yeah, it's just unsustainable. I mean, so many Kansans are on fixed incomes, and so many Kansans are trying to pay for other expenses. You know,
right.
Child care, you have student loans. I mean, you get on the list. There are other expenses out there. And so when you see double-digit increases year after year, it just makes it unsustainable.
So what other major issues do you think? You guys are going back. The session starts this week. What do you think the main issues will be coming up here in the next week or so?
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Well, the next week or so, in the short term, I hope to see the bill that we introduced this last week,
yep.
A bill, as you alluded to, that bans cell phones for students in all K-12 schools in Kansas. And that is because we have seen time and time again that these phones are not an asset to young people. I mean, look, as an adult, we see it, as adults, we struggle with the addiction of a cell phone. And so can you imagine a young learner trying to just learn the ways of life and society, trying to just struggle with the constant attention, the digital pressure on the phone? I mean, social media, you go down the list, the constant ring of a text coming through, it's just distracting and it's hard to focus. And so I read a book a few years ago called The Anxious Generation. Anybody who's listening, I strongly recommend you read it. It's a book that has really taken off to enlighten the folks to really just see a major problem happening to American youth. I mean, we see a time in America where young people are struggling with depression, they're struggling with self-harm, and unfortunately, we're seeing a rise in suicide rates among young people. And so it's because of loneliness. Young people are more lonely than ever, despite these cell phones connecting you with to every corner of the globe.
Right.
We feel more isolated and lonely than ever. And so as test scores continue to drop in the state, we've got to get these distractions out of the classroom so kids can focus on learning. They can focus on building relationships with each other, talking to one another. I mean, it's amazing. You walk into a cafeteria and you see a bunch of friends sitting at a table. Nobody's talking, and they're all texting each other.
Right, and it's quiet.
It just has to stop. Yeah, it just has to stop.
Well, and so folks understand this would be a statewide ban on cell phone use in K-12 public and private schools during instructional time, and it would require devices to be off and inaccessible, with exceptions for emergencies or, you know, specific medical or educational needs. Just initially, I'm sure you've talked to them. Where do you think, you know, the KASB, where, you know, how's the KNEA? Are you getting pushback, or are they more or less in line with you on this?
You know, so I've introduced this bill a few years in a row now, and this is the first time where it's finally catching fire. And I think it's because we're seeing a global or national movement on this issue with young people. And so for the first time, we have Democrats wanting to sponsor this legislation.
I should point out your counterpart, the Democrat minority leader, is with you on this.
Which is, yes, I'm very pleased. It took a lot of conversations and a lot of tweaking to get her to come across the line. But I'm grateful the Democrats in the Senate, a majority of them have come on with the majority of Republicans to sponsor this legislation, because truthfully, the KNEA and KASB have always historically been opposed to the bill. And their latest statements insinuate the same concerns. They weren't as strong in their opposition now that we have Democrat support, but they certainly are no fans.
Why? Is it just a control thing? Historically, that's basically been it. They don't like anybody but themselves being in control. Is that really what this comes down to?
And that is correct. I mean, ultimately, they believe that each district should decide for themselves. And look, some districts have already done this, and I applaud those districts. But many districts, they have seen the same data that we've seen, and they have not gone far enough to address it. So look, I've had school administrators, I've had parents, I've had even teachers say, will you please just solve the problem for us? If you just make it a statewide blanket ban, no exceptions, it is the law, no phones, it'll make our life easier. And so that is what we're going to do.
Well, and you know, it is sad that sometimes that's what you have to do, because the unions, for whatever reason, they I think it is about control for them, and heaven forbid the taxpayers who are paying for all of this want to exert some modicum of control over the unions.
You know, when the taxpayers spend $6 billion on K-12 education annually, yes. They want to see results.
Yeah.
And as we continue to see declining results, we got to look at what is going on? What is happening to American youth? What's happened to the youth in Kansas?
Right.
I mean, employers will tell you that kids coming out of school today, they have attention deficit disorders. They're constantly on their phones. I mean, it's a distraction even in the workforce. And so we've got to start solving this problem when they're younger, so it doesn't continue to be a problem as they get out into the workforce.
Well, Chase, I know you're the Senate Majority Leader. You'll be busy. You've got a busy session coming up. I wish you the best of luck, my friend. If folks are interested, they can find more information at Chase Blasi. That's BLASI.com. And of course, you know, my wife and I'll be following you because we're your constituents. So, and of course, we'll see you coming up at the end of the month at the state convention here at the Wichita Marriott, right?
Yes, sir. Look forward to seeing you.
Brother, I appreciate you. We'll touch base here towards the end of the month, my friend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report, Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.